Well, good morning, church. It's good to be back with you again today. My wife sends her greetings to you.
我太太 Debbie, 也跟大家问候。
She is leading praise and worship at my church this morning, so could not be here.
很抱歉她今天不能来, 因为她在我们教会的敬拜, 团队里面。
I think she's also looking after my four grandkids this morning at church, making sure that they don't get into trouble.
她也同时要看管这四个孙儿或孙女。
I want to thank you for having me again today.
谢谢大家的邀请。
I also want to thank Dr. Wei for translating for me again today.
我也很荣幸能够再为大哥牧师翻译。
I have a question for you this morning.
我想问大家一个问题。
Does anyone here live a life where things always go right?
有没有人觉得他生活里面非常顺利？
Where they always go just the way you want them to?
从来没碰到什么问题的。
Me neither.
我也没有这么顺利的生活。
I've got another question for you. I'll ask for a show of hands on this one. How many of you have ever had something happen in your life that you thought was bad but turned out to be good?
再问大家，你有没有这样的经验？以前，你曾经在发生在你身上非常不好的事情，但是最后却有好的结果。
A lot of you.
很多人都举手了。
Well, then you know exactly what I mean.
所以你知道我讲的。
You see, sometimes things we think are bad may actually turn out to be for our good.
也就是说，我们原来以为会不好的事情，最后却有好的结果。
And so sometimes when we think things are going wrong, they may actually be going very right.
不好的事情可以变成好的结果。
In fact, God promised, as we saw a moment ago, that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose.
像我们刚刚所读的，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
Now understand, this does not mean that everything is good.
但这并不表示说凡事都会顺利。
But what it does mean is that for those who love God,
那意思是说，为这些爱神的人，
and for those who are called according to His purpose,
并且是按着神所旨意被召出来的人，
God will use even the seemingly bad things of life to work for good.
神会用一些看起来似乎不好的事情来达到他好的结果。
Now we might be inclined to ask, if that is the case, then why, even as Christians, do we seem to encounter so many trials and struggles in life?
所以我们常常会问，为什么我们既然已经是信主的人，怎么还会常常碰到这些逆境、困难？
It's that question that I want to take time from the Bible to look at today.
所以这就是我们今天要检视的问题。
And to answer that question, it's important first to define what I mean by trials and struggles.
所以首先我们来定义一下什么是我刚刚所说的逆境跟困难。
By trials, I mean adversities.
我们所面对的这些试炼，意思就是说碰到这些不顺的环境。
The things that seem to go wrong in our life.
在我们看起来似乎是走向不好的事情。
The difficult things.
困难的事情。
The hard things.
不好做的事情。
The painful things, either physically or emotionally.
在我们在身体上或者是在我们精神意念上面很多痛苦的事情。
Which come our way, but which we neither caused nor chose to happen.
这些困难事情来到我们的时候，我们常常没有办法去控制。 也不是我们想要的。
They are the things that the Bible tells us God has allowed to happen in our lives for a purpose.
但圣经告诉我们说，这些事情，困难的事情发生到我们身上，是有一个目的的。
A purpose which the Bible tells us will be for our ultimate good.
圣经告诉我们，这些事情发生在我们身上，是为我们将来最后的好处。
If we will simply trust Him.
如果我们愿意顺服神。
God tells us in His Word, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for welfare, not for calamity.
圣经说神说我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念不是降灾祸的意念是要叫你们末后有指望
Plans for good and not for evil
赐平安的意念不是降灾祸的意念
To give you a future and a hope
是要叫你们为末后有指望
That verse is found in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11
耶利米书29章11节
Because the Bible tells us that nothing in this life happens apart from either the knowledge or the will of God.
因为圣经说，这世上所有事情发生，都是在神的，旨意，或者是在他的，他所知道的。
So that raises a question, and the question is this.
所以下面有一个问题也来了。
What are the specific purposes for which God allows trials or struggles to come our way?
那就是神为什么要让这些不好的事情发生在我们的身上？
The Bible tells us that there are three broad categories of reasons.
圣经告诉我们说这些事情会发生，大概属于三类。
First, God often allows trials and struggles.To enter our lives in order to get our attention.
第一个是神要吸引我们的注意力，让这些事情发生在我们身上，我们会注意到。
To get us to look to Him.
所以我们会看着神。
To turn to Him or turn back to Him.
会转向神，或是你原来是跑向另外一个相反方向的时候，你要回头来看神。
And to trust in Him.
并且信靠他。
He wants us to trust in Him because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
And He wants us to have a relationship with Him.
因为他要我们跟他建立一个关系。
A relationship that is very real and deeply personal.
非常真实而且非常深刻的个人的关系。
Because He knows that it is only through such a relationship that we can experience and come to recognize His presence and His working in our life.
因为他知道，只有透过这样的关系，我们才能够知道他的存在，并且跟他一起来工作。
It is only through such a relationship that He can give us the great blessings He has for us.
并且透过这种非常私人的信赖的关系，他能够在我们身上成就一切他要给我们的好处。
And it's only through such a relationship that we can know when we die in this world that we will go on and live in eternity with Him.
也只有在这种关系里面，我们深深的知道，在我们离开这个世界上的时候，我们会与他一起，享受永恒的同在。
And that eternity will be in heaven.
而且这个永恒的同在是在天堂里面。
A place that the Bible describes of incredible beauty.
圣经的教导，天堂里面是无比的平安跟美丽。
Of incredible peace.
永远的平安。
It is a place that the Bible describes where there will be no more pain or sickness.
再也没有痛苦。
It is a place where we can live in the very presence of God.
并且我们活在神的同在里。
And so God uses adversity as a tool to get our attention.
所以这些逆境就是一个神的工具，让我们回到他面前。
to cause us to focus on him.
让我们能够定睛在他的身上。
Let me illustrate the point.
让我用几个例子来表明。
Many of you likely came to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior because of adversities or struggles that you were facing in life.
在我们当中许多人愿意相信耶稣基督当年都是因为你在困境当中。
It is likely that some of you here today are here because you are facing issues and struggles for which you're seeking answers.
在我们当中在座的今天，也许你也在这种困惑跟逆境当中，你在寻求解答。
Some of those struggles may be physical or financial in nature.
这些困境可能是身体上的，可能是金钱上的。
Some may be emotional or relational in nature.
或是你的情绪上的，是你跟人际关系上面。
Others may involve school or jobs.
或者跟你的工作，跟你的学校的学习有关系。
Perhaps you are encountering circumstances which have become overwhelming and almost unbearable.
或者是你周遭的环境让你已经快受不了了。
Or perhaps you are struggling with a profound sense of emptiness in your life.
或者某些人觉得你现在的生命或者生活好像没有任何意义。
Your life seems to be without real meaning or significance.
没有意义，非常的虚空。
And nothing you have tried thus far seems to satisfy.
你得不到满足，你试过各样的方法。
And so you have come here seeking answers.
所以你来到这里寻求解答。
God uses and allows all of these types of struggles to get our attention.
所以神使用并且允许这些事情发生，使我们能够定睛在他的身上。
To draw us to him.
让我们被他所吸引，更靠近他。
And so God has directed your path here today, perhaps through the invitation of a friend.
也许神今天就是透过你旁边的朋友把你带到这个教会里面来。
So that before you leave, you will have heard and come to know that it is God who has the answers for you.
所以在你离开这个教堂之前，你知道，认识到，是神身上有这些解答要给你。
And to give you the opportunity to come to know him personally.
而且给你一个机会让你能够真正的个人的去认识这位耶稣基督
through Jesus Christ his son
这位他的神的儿子耶稣基督
But the Bible teaches us that Jesus is the only way to God
因为圣经告诉我们耶稣是到神那里的唯一方法
Jesus said I am the way the truth and the life no one comesTo the Father, but through me.
因为耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So if anything I have said thus far describes you or your life,
如果我刚刚所提到的这些
or if you simply want to know and be sure that when you die in this world,Where you will be for all eternity.
如果刚刚所说的跟你现在的状况有关系，或者是你就是想要搞清楚，你是不是能够在永恒里面与神同在
？If you want to know for sure that when you die in this world, you will be with Him in heaven.
如果你很想有这个确据，说你离开这个世界的时候，你能够与神同在。
Then at the end of this service, I'm going to ask you to come down front and let me and Professor Wei know that.
那我希望在今天我最后结束这个讲道之前，我给你一个机会，你愿意走到前面来。
So that we can tell you more precisely how to begin a relationship with God.
让牧师或我们教会里面的执事们能够帮助你更认识。
Now the second reason that God allows us to experience trials and struggles in life is to take us from where we are and to get us where God knows we need to be.
第二个，神让这些逆境发生在我们身边的原因，是因为神要把我们从现在的状况带到一个更好的状况。
To take us where we need to be, both physically and spiritually.
让我们在身体上，在灵性上都到另外一个状况去。
As we saw, God's word tells us that He has a specific plan for our lives.
我们知道神的话告诉我们说，他对我们有一个特殊而且唯一的特殊性的计划对每一个人。
His plan for you will be different than His plan for me.
他给我的计划是跟给你的计划不一样的。
But His plan for each of us is the only plan that will bring to us the peace, the purpose, the direction, the significance, and the meaning in life which deep down all of us want to have.
那这个唯一的计划也是唯一的一个能够把我们带到他面前有喜乐、有目的、有方向、有重点，还有这个生命的意义这样一个计划。
It is the only plan which will bring us the joy, and by that I mean real joy and deep down joy that we desire.
而这也是唯一的一个计划能够带给我们在我们心里面深处真正的喜乐。
But often, in order for us to find that plan, God must take us somewhere which on our own we would not normally go.
但很多时候神为了要让我们达到这个最后这种他要给我们的计划，他必须要把我们带到另外一个环境里面去。
And often he will use adversity to do that.
通常他会用这些逆境让我们到达那个点。
In my life, that adversity came by way of a terrible automobile accident many years ago. And later, my poor eyesight.
就像我自己，当年神借着两个事情两个逆境发生在我的身上，一个是一个非常严重的车祸，另外一个是让我的眼睛这个视力不好。
Both of which God used to direct my life onto a path where He could use me and become a great source of blessing.
神用这两件事情来转变我的生命到最后我能够被他所用。
Perhaps the greatest biblical example of this is in the life of a guy named Joseph.
也许圣经里面有一个人物特别适合来讲这个神给他的困境，这个人就是约瑟。
The life of Joseph is told to us in the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis.
约瑟的故事记载在圣经里面的第一本书《创世纪》。
From chapters 37 through 50.
37章到50章。
I'll summarize it for you.
现在我来做一个对他的故事做个总结。
Joseph was the 11th of 12 sons of a man named Jacob.
约瑟是这个雅各这个人物里面十二个小孩里面的第十一个。
He was a bit of a tattletale, and by that I mean that he would often bring bad reports back to his father concerning his brothers who would be out shepherding his father's flocks.
约瑟小时候就是一个爱告密的孩子，常常到他爸爸面前去告他兄弟的状，但是常常都是这些事实，他讲的都是事实，但是不好听的话。
The Bible tells us that the brothers hated him for that.
所以圣经里面记载他的这十一个弟兄兄弟都很恨他。
The Bible also tells us that when Joseph was 17 years of age, he had two dreams.
圣经又说到在约瑟17岁的时候他做了两个梦。
In the first dream, he dreamed that he and his brothers were in the field binding up sheaves or bundles of wheat.
第一个是他跟他梦到他跟他的十一个兄弟在麦田里面捆这个麦杆子。
And in the dream, the brothers' sheaves or bundles all bowed down to his.
只有他的麦杆子一捆站立在那里，其他的十一捆都趴下来向他敬拜。
That indicated that at some day, he thought that his brothers would all bow down to him.
所以他的解释就是说，将来他的十一个兄弟要向他下拜。
The brothers didn't like that idea very well.
他的弟兄们当然很不高兴听到这个事。
Joseph had a second dream.
他又做了第二个梦。
In that dream, he dreamed that 11 stars and the sun and the moon all bowed down to his star.
他又做到这个梦说，太阳、月亮跟另外十一个星星向他的星下拜。
The brothers understood that to mean that not only would they bow down to Joseph someday, but their father and mother would do so also.
他的兄弟们一想，不但我们十一个人要向你下拜，爸妈也要向你下拜，这还得了？
They liked that dream even less.
他们就更恨他了。
They also hated Joseph because Joseph was the favorite son of his father.
他们很恨约瑟，另外一个原因是约瑟特别的得宠。
They didn't like that because they were afraid Joseph would inherit all the family wealth.
他们很不高兴，因为他们担心将来有一天约瑟要得到继承家里面的产业。
And things got really bad when their father made Joseph a very special coat.
这个事情上面最后一根稻草，就是他爸爸给约瑟做了一个很漂亮的彩衣，让他穿。
It was a coat of many colors.
彩色的衣服很漂亮。
Very fancy.
做得很好。
The Bible tells us that the brothers hated him so much that they could not speak peacefully to him.
圣经里面说，他的弟兄们恨他到一个程度，不和他说和睦的话。
Now one day, the father sent Joseph out to check on his brothers who were tending the flock many miles away.
有一天，爸爸雅各叫约瑟出去，查看。 他十一个弟兄，他们出去牧养这个羊群，到底怎么回事？
Joseph went out to check on them wearing his very fancy coat.
约瑟就穿着那件漂亮的彩衣出去查看他的弟兄们。
The brothers weren't very happy about that.
弟兄们当然很不高兴看到他。
When they saw him coming, they plotted to kill him.
所以他们就恶从胆边生，要杀了他。
So when he got there, they grabbed him, they took his coat off of him, and they threw him into a very deep pit.
他们把他的衣服脱掉，抓住他，把他丢到一个深坑里。
But then, in God's providence, about that time, a caravan of slave traders came by.
本来要杀他的，但是神预备了一个商旅，一个团队，要从那里到埃及去。
So instead of killing him, they decided to make some money off of him and sold him as a slave.
所以兄弟们就把他给卖给这个商团做奴隶。
And the slave traders took Joseph down into Egypt.
所以他们就把约瑟带到埃及去当奴隶卖。
Where they sold him to a high-ranking Egyptian official named Potiphar.
他被卖到这个 埃及的皇宫护卫长波提凡这个人的家里当奴隶。Potiphar
was the captain of the Egyptian guard.
波提凡是护卫长。Now
the brothers had a problem.
所以他的兄弟们有这样一个问题。What
were they going to tell their dad when Joseph didn't come back?
他们怎么样回去报告爸爸说这个约瑟不见了呢？
So they took his fancy coat and they ripped it to shreds.
他们把这个约瑟的彩衣撕成碎片。
And then they killed a goat and dipped the shreds of the coat into the blood of the goat.
然后杀了一个他爸爸养的羊, 把这个血，衣服沾满血。
And they took that back to their father and let him believe that a wild animal must have killed Joseph.
所以回去报告爸爸说，一定是这个弟弟被什么野兽吃掉了。
Now look at this from Joseph's perspective.
所以我们如果从约瑟的角度来看这个发生在他身上的事情。
In the course of 1 week, Joseph went from prosperity as his father's favorite son.
所以在这个一周之内发生了很大的变化，从一个父亲所最钟爱的孩子，要准备要继承他的家产。
To being thrown in a deep pit.
变成被丢到一个深坑里面等死,
and then sold as a slave to Potiphar.
然后最后被卖到埃及做奴隶。
Would you agree that Joseph wasn't having a very good week?
所以我们想他这个礼拜真是倒霉啊。
At least not from his perspective.
从约瑟的角度发生的事情都是很不好的。
But interestingly, the Bible tells us that the Lord, that God, was with Joseph.
但是圣经 却提到说，耶和华与约瑟同在。Now
you might find that interesting, because even though we are told that the Lord was with Joseph, things didn't seem to be going very well.
为什么我们看到在约瑟发生这么倒霉的事情的时候，耶和华神却与他同在呢？
More than that, they were about to get worse.
不但这么倒霉，而且还要更倒霉。
Life was about to get even tougher for Joseph.
约瑟的处境要变得更加的艰难。
That brings us to an important lesson.
所以这个把我们带到一个非常重要的功课面前。
That walking closely with God does not guarantee that we will not face trials or struggles.
这功课就是说，当我们与神走得越近的时候，并不见得所有的身边的这些 困境都会离开。
Why not?
为什么不会?
Because God uses trials and struggles not just to get our attention and not just to get us where we need to be, but as we will see in a moment, to mold us and to make us into masterpieces of great value.
因为神把这些困境放在我们身边，不是让我们 不单为了让我们得到这个去注意到它，并且要让我们从现在的处境到另外一个处境，而最终的目的是神要来磨造我们，成为他精心的杰作。Now,
as I said, things are about to get tougher for Joseph.
我刚刚说，这个约瑟的生命要变得更加的惨淡、困难。The
Bible tells us that Joseph was a very handsome man.
圣经也说约瑟原来秀雅俊美。
And one day when Potiphar was away,
有一天当这个护卫长波提凡不在家的时候,
we're told that his wife tried to seduce Joseph.
圣经里面讲到说这个波提凡的老婆想要勾引约瑟。
By having all the other slaves leave the house and have Joseph in there all by himself.
所以女主人就把家里面所有的这些佣人都拆死开，让他们离开这个家里面，只剩下约瑟一人。But
Joseph, being a righteous man, would have nothing to do with it.
所以约瑟是一个正直的人，他不愿意犯这样的淫乱罪。He
ran from the house.
他就跑，从家里面跑出去。And
as he ran, Potiphar's wife grabbed onto his house coat.
这个波提凡的太太也不是省油的灯，她很快的伸出手把约瑟的外衣给抓下来。And
feeling rejected when her husband came home, she accused Joseph of trying to take sexual advantage of her.
所以她反过头来，告诉她的先生要诬告这个约瑟，说是约瑟要强暴她。 然后他手中抓的这个就是约瑟外衣，是一个证据。So
Potiphar has Joseph thrown into jail.
所以波提凡非常生气，把约瑟丢在监里。
And once again, the Bible tells us that the Lord was with Joseph.
但是圣经又说到神与约瑟同在。
If it had been us, we might have asked the Lord to take a vacation.
如果是我们的话，我们一定要高呼说神啊，你停手吧。
But he continued to trust God.
但是神约瑟继续的仰望神。
Knowing that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him.
知道神让万事互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。
Now, if the story ended there, if this were a movie, we would say it was a very bad movie.
如果这整个故事就到这里成为最后的一幕，那我们会说这是一个不好的电影。
But the movie doesn't end there.
幸好这个电影没有就此打住。
It's not the final scene.
这不是最后一幕。
And that brings us to another important lesson.
这把我们带到另外一个重要的功课。
And that lesson is this. When adversity comes, don't give up and don't despair by treating it as though it's the final scene.
这个我们要学的功课就是，当这些困境来到我们身边的时候，不要放弃，不要绝望，不要认为那就是最后一幕。
It is not the final scene.
这不是终结。
Good stuff is to come.
因为有好的事情会来临。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because again, the Bible promises us.
因为圣经应许我们。
All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
刚刚我们所读的罗马书里面说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
Now at this point, Joseph wasn't only having a bad day.
在这里，约瑟并不是只有一天倒霉而已。
He wasn't only having a bad week.
也不是只有一个礼拜倒霉而已。
He was having a bad decade.
是超过十年的倒霉。
Because he had been a slave for 11 years, and now he's about to spend 2 more years in prison.
因为他在波提凡家里面已经做了奴隶做11年，现在又被扔在监狱里面待了2年。
Falsely accused.
而且是被诬告。
But let's look at the end of the movie.
所以来看让我们来看一看这个真正的最后一幕。
While he's in prison, one of Pharaoh's, the king of Egypt's, officials found out that Joseph could interpret dreams.
当约瑟在监里的时候，别人看到他有这样的解梦的能力。
And that he could do so accurately.
他能够很正确的来解一个人的梦。
And after 2 years in prison, Pharaoh had a couple of nightmares.
在他在监狱里面待了2年以后，埃及的国王法老曾经有这个噩梦没有办法解。
That no one could interpret.
他手下的人没有人能够解释这个梦。
But the official remembered Joseph.
所以监狱里面的人就记得约瑟有这样的能力。
And he told Pharaoh about Joseph.
就去告诉法老王。
So Pharaoh called Joseph out of prison to come and stand before him.
所以法老王把约瑟从监里面提出来，让他来解这个梦。
And Joseph accurately interpreted Pharaoh's bad dreams.
约瑟真的能够解。
And here's the dreams.
这个梦是这样子的。
The first dream meant that Egypt was going to have 7 years of abundant crops and harvests.
这个梦预测在埃及下面的7年会有丰收。
But after 7 years, they would have 7 more years of famine.
7年之后会有干旱 跟啊、饥饿。
The crops and the animals would die.
到一个程度，甚至连牲畜们都要死光。
And David said to Pharaoh what he needed to do was to build storehouses to store all the extra grain that would come in the first 7 years in order to feed the people during the second 7 years.
所以约瑟给长这个法老王的建议就是你要赶快啊、盖这些储藏的粮仓，能够存七年的这个丰收的的谷子。所以你七年之后，这七年的这个干旱跟饥荒的时候，你可以养活全国老百姓。
Pharaoh was impressed, and so he made Joseph governor of Egypt.
所以约法老王非常的啊、高兴，就把约瑟提拔到作为宰相。
He made him the prime minister.
他做宰相。
No one had more power in Egypt other than Pharaoh.
在一人之下。万人之上。
Now, after the 7 years of plenty had occurred and the famine begun, the food began to run out.
所以在七年丰收之后，真的荒年就来了，然后老百姓没东西吃。
But it didn't run out just in Egypt.
而且这个饥荒不是只影响到埃及而已。
It ran out back in the land of Canaan where Joseph's father and 11 brothers were at.
在约瑟的父亲跟他十一个兄弟所住的迦南地也同样有大饥荒。
And so Joseph's father said to his brothers, go down to Egypt and see if you can buy grain.
所以这个约瑟的爸爸雅各就差遣他的兄弟们到埃及去希望能够用钱买到粮食。
And they went to Egypt, and they stood before the governor of Egypt, who was, guess who? Joseph.
所以这些兄弟们真的来到了埃及，并且在埃及的宰相约瑟的面前向他下拜。当然，他们那时候没有能够认出这个弟弟来。
And the brothers all knelt down before Joseph.
他们真的向他下拜。
Just the way Joseph's dream had indicated would happen.
果然像他小时候所做的梦一样。
And so, the reason for all of Joseph's hardships was now revealed.
所以我们在这里看到神要约瑟走过这么多的经历这么多的痛苦，他最终的目的在这里显现了。
In order for Joseph to save the family, he had to be in Egypt.
神是这样把约瑟、放到埃及去，最终能够拯救他整个家人。
He would not have gone there on his own.
如果是按他自己的选择，约瑟绝对不会想到那里去。
It took adversity to get him there.
是靠着这些逆境让他不得不到那里去。
That brings us to the next important lesson. And that lesson is this.
这就把我们带到下一个重要的功课，这功课就是
When God is in control of our lives, what seems to be bad, God will in the end use it to accomplish good.
也就是说，不管在我们身边发生的什么事情，神是在神的手里，而且、最后神给我们的是好的。
And he will do that even though the good that God is doing through the adversity may not be immediately obvious to us.
常常我们看不到在这些逆境里面我们看不到那最后的好处但是神掌握在神里面。
I said the other thing that God used adversity for was to make a masterpiece of us.
刚才 我说过神最终的目的是要陶造我们成为他的精心杰作。
He does that by turning us into men and women of character.
因为他要塑造我们的品格。
Men and women of integrity.
让我们能够有正直。
Of faith.
对他有信心。
in the people which God will use to accomplish great things.
所以他将来能够使用我们成就大事,
that have everlasting value.
这些大事才有永远存在的价值。
Not long ago, I stood looking at a priceless Chinese porcelain vase and some priceless Chinese porcelain flasks from the Ming Dynasty.
不久前我仔细地端详一个明朝的花瓶跟水壶。
They were used by the royal emperors of China.
那个是清朝皇帝用的。
How were they made?
他们是怎么做出来的?
They were made by a potter taking a clump of clay.
是这个做陶瓷的陶匠手里面从一堆泥土、陶土里面拿出来。
Squeezing that clay, pounding on it, and applying pressure to it.
这陶匠在手里面捏着，用东西敲打它。 并且使劲地施加各种的压力。
He shaped the clay and then he fired the clay after painting it.
他让这些压力让这个土呈现出来花瓶的样子，最后他把它放到窑里面去用高温来烧。
In order to create a vessel worthy of royal use.
为了要 做出一个让皇帝能够用的花瓶。
Like the potter, God uses adversity to shape us so that we can become a vessel worthy of royal use.
像这个陶匠一样, 神用我们身边的困难逆境来陶炼我们。
His royal use.
为了是让他将来 有如君王一样的来使用我们。
But we will only be so made if we will stay in his hands as the potter.
但是我们能够真正为他所用, 我们必须要真正要在他的手里。
I want to end with a personal story that demonstrates some of these points.
我要用我自己的亲身经历来这个再次举个例子。
Last summer, my wife and I took a vacation.
就是今年的夏天，过去的这个夏天，我跟我太太出去。We
went to the southwestern part of the United States.
我们到美国的西南角去度假。
There's a lot of desert there.
在那边有很多的沙漠。
I heard that in one particular area, someone owned a house that you could rent out in the middle of the desert.
我就听说有一个人，他有个房子就在沙漠中间，你可以付个租金。
I wanted to rent that house for a night so that we could see all of the stars without any light around.
我跟太太就想要把那个房子租下来租一个晚上，让我们可以看到天上的星星，完全没有任何其他的光。
So I called the people that owned the house and asked if I could rent it for an evening.
所以我就跟那个主人打电话。
They said I could.
他们说愿意那天租给我。
They asked why I wanted to rent it.
问我说为什么你要来租我的房子。
So I told them I wanted to rent it so that I could take my wife out in the middle of the desert to see all the beautiful stars at night.
我就说我跟我太太想要看到这个星星，而且是没有任何的干扰的，没有任何其他的光。
To see the Milky Way galaxy.
我要看银河。
And then the thought occurred to me, I should ask, what's the chance of rain?
所以我忽然有一个念头说，我应该要问他，你们这儿多久下一次雨？
The lady kind of laughed.
这个房东太太就大笑。
And she said, sir, it's the desert.
她说，这我们是在沙漠当中啊，先生。
She said, at the most, we get rain out here only one day a year.
她说，最多最多一年就下一次雨。
And that never happens until September.
而且通常下雨，从来不下雨，是在9月才有可能。
We were going to be there in July, so she said it should be fine.
那我们想要去的是7月，所以她觉得这绝对没问题。
So I rented the house.
所以我们就租下来了。Now
as we were on our way out there, I began watching the weather forecast.
所以在去的前几天我就开始注意这个天气预报。
And 2 days before we got there, the forecast was for that evening when we were to be there, a 20% chance of rain and partly cloudy.
去之前两天，这个天气预报说，当天晚上，当天会有20%的机会会下雨。
When I saw that, God and I began having a discussion.
我看到这个预报的时候，我就跟我太太商量。
I said, "Now, God, please leave it." To be a beautiful evening so we can see the stars.
我们就开始跟神求说，神啊，不要让我们在那天晚上下雨。
We were 2 days away from the house at that point.
那是48小时之前。
The next morning I got up and I checked the forecast that morning.
第二天早上我起床又看天气预报。
The forecast had changed.
这时候天气预报已经改变了。
The forecast was now for totally cloudy and an 80% chance of rain.
天气预报说那天是阴天，而且有80%的机会会下。
God and I began having more intense discussions.
所以我就跟神有更多的交谈，更紧密的交谈。
We got up the next morning and I checked the weather forecast, and the forecast was. Totally cloudy with a 100% chance of rain by nighttime.
到了要去的当天早上，我再看，它已经变成100%的机会会下雨。
Knowing that all things work together for good to those who love God, we decided to go out nonetheless.
靠着我们刚刚讲过的这个神的，就是万事互相效力啊，我们就照。
We got there that evening at about 6:30 in the evening.
6点半左右晚上到那里。
When we pulled in, it started to rain.
车子刚抵达，开始下雨。
We were praying the rain would leave.
我们求神让这个雨能够停。
It only got worse.
但却是越来越大。
By 8:30 in the evening, It was raining so hard that steam was coming up off the desert floor.
到了8点半的时候，我们看到周围这个沙漠因为很热啊，沙漠的这个因为雨，所以都像蒸汽一样。
The steam and clouds were so thick you could see nothing.
因为蒸汽跟这个这蒸汽太浓了，就好像你有一层被一层雾罩着，你根本看不到什么东西。
At 9:30, it was raining. At 10:30, it was raining.
9点半、10点半，雨仍然下着。
I said to my wife, "We better go to bed. We have a lot of driving to do tomorrow."
跟我太太说，我们还是早点上床睡觉吧，因为明天还开很长的路。As
we went to bed, we prayed one more prayer. God, if you're going to clear out the rain, please wake us up so we can see it.
我们就是跟神祷告说，神啊，如果你真的要应许我们有一个晴朗的天空，可以看星星。
At about 10 after 1 in the morning, my wife woke up with a real startle.
到了1点多的时候，我太太忽然醒过来了，她很惊讶的醒过来。She
shook me awake and said, "What was that?"
她把我摇醒说，你听到没有？
I said, "What was what?"
她说什么东西？听到什么东西？
She said, "I just heard a horn blowing."
他说：“我听到有一个人在吹羊角，或者是吹一个喇叭。” I
said, "Honey, we're in the desert. There's no horns."
我说：“怎么可能？我们现在是在沙漠当中，怎么可能有一个喇叭或是羊角？”
And then I looked outside.
我就往窗户外面一看。
And I could see some stars.
开始看到一些星星了。
I walked out into the desert, and here's what I saw.
所以我走到外面去，这是我所看到的。
Above our house, like a hole in a donut, The clouds had cleared.
在我的房子外面，好像有一个像我们早上吃那个甜圈圈，中间有一个洞，就在我们的房子上面。我们透过那个洞，可以看到天上的所有的星星。
All around the outside of the hole were clouds, and you could see no stars.
旁边那些都是云，看不到东西。
But inside this hole, you could see thousands of stars and a beautiful Milky Way galaxy.
但是在我们顶上却有一个像一个洞一样，让我们能够看到银河。
And to just to make the point more clear, as we were standing up looking at this, shooting stars started to go through the middle of the hole.
我们甚至看到流星许多的流星。
It was beautiful.
太漂亮了。
We looked for 35 minutes at this.
我们看了足足35分钟。
And went back to bed.
回到寝室。
And I said to my wife, why do you suppose God only cleared out a hole above the house and not the whole sky?
我就问神说，你觉得为什么神光留那个洞，而不是把整个旁边的那些云通通吹散？
My wife said, so that he could demonstrate he was answering our prayer.
我太太说，这是神回应我们祷告的一个方式。
But 3 hours later, at about 4 o'clock in the morning, God showed us another reason.
到了四点钟的时候，神告诉我们另外一个原因。
We were awakened by so much light coming into our room that it was almost like daylight.
因为到了四点钟的时候，就非常的亮有很多的光进到我们的房里面。
But it was still 2 hours before dawn.
但是这是在破晓之前的两个钟头。
I walked out to see what was going on, and the moon was shining so brightly, it was like daylight.
结果出去一看，原来是月亮，皎洁的月亮的光芒。
And because of all the light, all I could see was 3 stars.
在月光的照射下面，我只能看到三颗星。
Could not see the Milky Way galaxy at all.
不可能看得到银河。
I want to end by giving you these 3 lessons.
所以今天我要来总结我们所学的三个功课。
First, God doesn't always do things the way I might expect or even desire, but he does always do them the right way.
神给我们的不见得是我们所预想的或者想要得到的，但是他给我们总是最正确的方法。
And for that, we can trust him.
因为那是最正确的方法，所以我们可以信靠他。
If it would have been up to me, I would have had no clouds in the sky that night.
如果是我，我要求神给我完全没有云的跟雨的天空。
But if it had been up to me, we would not have seen any stars because of the moon.
但是同样，没有云跟雨的天空就充满了月光。我们什么都看不到。
God caused the rain and the storm so that he could block out the moon.
神让的这些云跟暴风雨让我们能够看得到我们想要看。
Sometimes our lives need to experience a few clouds and some rain.
所以我们的生命里面有时候真的需要这些雨跟风暴。
And a few storms that we would not have chosen for ourselves.
这些风暴是我们不会自己想要去要的。
So that he can bless us.
因为这些风暴，神透过风暴来祝福我们。
Second, just like Joseph, God uses these kinds of experiences to teach us that when things appear to be going wrong,They are actually going right.
第二点我们学到的是在这些风暴里面神告诉我们看起来好像不顺实际上这些事情到最后是正确的。
And thirdly, if we just trust him, there's no need to worry.
第三件我们学到的是我们只要信靠他就不需要忧虑。
Worrying does no good.
忧虑是没有意义的，没有用处的。
Trusting God will do all the good.
而信靠神才是真正有用的。
Thank you for having me here this morning.
谢谢你们今天邀请我来。